was thinking about it, and I think that for a lot of people, this might be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Does that make sense?
It's not good out there right now. I mean, yeah. I don't know what it's like in your neighborhood, but it is absolutely insane in my town and the surrounding towns around it. Absolutely insane.
It's Anna and Raven. You know, I yesterday, and I can't believe I'm even going to admit this.
Go ahead.
By the time I got home, I was so frustrated with, you know, the electricity being out, and, sure. and we have no idea when it's coming back. And it affects us everywhere. Now, keep in mind, we're in a completely blacked out studio right now running on generators. Our phones aren't working. Like, we're trying to figure out what to do.
Sure.
And it's hot.
We didn't even have air conditioning yesterday. It was really bad. Today, it's a little bit cooler.
Well, because it's a little bit nicer outside. But I got home, and it was like 3 o'clock. And, of course, like, I've got a big hole in my kitchen ceiling from where the branch came through during the storm.
That tree that tried to kill you.
Yeah. My house is a nice, cool 89 degrees,
nice.
According to the thermometer. And I say to my husband, yeah, we're going to go have margaritas. And he looks at me and go, what? I go, no. We're going to go have margaritas. He goes, Anna, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
I'm like, get in the car.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah. But then I was talking to my girlfriend.
Get the kids up.
Yeah. Get the kids in the car.
Right.
We're going to have margaritas. Of course, I looked at them. I didn't tell them we were going to have margaritas. I'm like, hey, guys, we're going to go have tacos.
Right. You're having tacos. Right.
But, you know, and I went and I had the two margaritas and it calmed me down a little bit, you know.
Two of them. How big are they? The Presidentes? Yeah, the big ones?
They're the normal size. But then I was talking to my girlfriend and She's in Smithtown, and she just returned from North Carolina. And when she was in North Carolina, it was before they put the injunction in place for the 2 weeks quarantine when they returned home.
So it was like nothing was going on down there at first.
Exactly. So all of a sudden, she's planning on coming home, and she finds out she has to quarantine for 2 weeks, and she's all frustrated by that. So yesterday, she calls me. She goes, that's it, Anna. She goes, I don't have any power. I've been stuck in this house for days. She goes, the neighbor like called me over. She goes, and he started complaining that my fence is 1 foot on his property. Now, keep in mind, the fence has been there for 14 years.
Right.
She goes, Anna, I ripped off my mask and I started yelling and pointing my finger. I go, you Karen'd him? You Karen'd him? She goes, I was in, I couldn't take it anymore. And I think that like this is like the culminating thing where like everything that's happened in 2020, being without electricity for this period of time is just going to make people lose their minds.
I'll tell you what I've heard a lot over the last couple of days. I've heard over and over again, just that, you know, what a terrible year it's been and how hard it's been and that type of thing. And people saying, you know, I don't know how much more of this I can take. Guys, wake up. It's August.
Stop saying things like that.
I'm just telling you that they're saying this is going to be a terrible fall. You should probably believe some people and try and give yourself a little mental space. Work through it now because there's more challenges ahead, I think, people.
You know what I said yesterday, and I'm starting to believe it because I believe in this power of psychology nonsense that I'm going through.
Yeah. What did you start telling yourself?
It's only going to make us stronger. We're going to get through all this, and we are going to be so strong. Look at us.
Yeah.
We are unbeatable.
Unbelievably
USA.
Strong.
Yeah. Every year you make me feel so guilty about this, but I think you overdo it. I don't think I'm the only one that doesn't have a birthday party for their dog every year.
Go, Barkley. It's your birthday. Gonna party like it's Barkley's birthday. It's Barkley's birthday on Saturday, Anna.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. Last Saturday was my my puppy Lila's third birthday. Now, on Lila's
How was the
birthday,
party? How many people came?
No one came to a party because there was no party Lila's a dog.
You hand make the cake?
Nope, there's no cake. Did I give her an extra handful of treats and snuggles and tell her how much I love her? Yes.
I mean, that's nice, but you think that makes up for the fact that, you know, she didn't have a party? She sits around and watch everybody else have a party for their birthday.
Raven has elaborate birthday parties for his dogs, and I think it's weird.
Hats,
I'm just saying.
Hats, cake.
I mean,
presents, lots of presents.
Do you think your dog actually wants to wear a hat?
He does not like the hat. Baxter likes the clothes.
Okay.
The other dog likes the clothes. He's kind of like a bougie. He's a little like diva-like.
Yeah.
But Barkley does not like hats, doesn't like coats, doesn't like any of that stuff.
But you still put it on him to celebrate his birthday?
Just for the photo, and if we can keep it on there for the video, distracted with the milk bones and peanut butter, then he's good. I think this year we're going to do things a little bit different. I'm thinking about giving him a cheeseburger for his birthday. He's turning 6, so, you know.
But, so,
can't always be responsible.
Well, let's be clear.
Yeah.
When Raven throws a dog party for his puppies every year, he invites people to come over.
Yep, dogs from the neighborhood. Yep.
Dogs from yes.
Yep.
There's all kinds of gifts. There's a celebration. Mm-hmm. There's treats for all the dogs.
Yep, yeah, favors. Yep, all that stuff. Yep.
You don't think that's strange?
Nope. That's my child. He's my furry fur son. He's my best man fur son. Yep.
You don't think your puppies know that it's their birthday?
Like, oh, no, I do think he doesn't. He knows it's a special day. He gets all the attention. He gets all the goodies. And then a month later, his brother has a birthday. And then he's super pissed off. He's super jealous about it. He can't handle it. So, yeah, I think he gets it.
I think you make me feel bad because I don't really do anything special for Lila. I mean, I give her extra treats and I tell her I love her. But I feel like that's what the normal person does.
Nah, I don't know anymore, man. I feel like my dog's number one. They know two things. They know their birthday, all right, and they know when it's Friday because I tell the dogs it's Friday when I come home, and they love that. They get fired up when I tell them it's Friday.
I don't think that's true. No. I don't think dogs know what day it is.
They know we're going to try and stay up late, although Dad usually passes out 9:30 anyways in front of Netflix, but they know we're going to try, and they'll probably get an extra MB. That's what we call a milk bone, but you can't say it out loud because then they're like, what, milk bone?
Oh.
They get fired up.
That's like what I do to my toddler.
Yeah, you know, instead you have of to spell bones, right?
Should we get some ICECREAMEAM?
God forbid somebody say grandma or bacon and the whole house goes crazy. So, yeah, but it's birthday time. I tell you, you're welcome to come to come.
I'm going to take a hard pass on
that. Oh, right. Yeah. Well, if you bring Lila, she'd probably be sad.
She would be very jealous. What do Long Island and Connecticut have in common this morning? An outright anger for our electricity companies.
Yeah, the governors are, they're not having it right now.
They're fired up.
They're walking around, they're fired up, they're mad about it. It's actually good to see. It's refreshing to see because people are suffering. There's a lot going on everywhere, and this is just kind of, you know, like you said earlier, it's too much now.
Right, it's Anna and Raven. So 176,000 Long Islanders waking up without power this morning. In Connecticut, that number is 700,000 still without power.
It's amazing when you think about that. Astounding how many people. And street to street, so different. In my neighborhood, like, you know, literally they said a tornado touched down. There's four trees on my street alone. It's not a long street. Went over to my parents' house, which is like a mile and a half down the road for a shower, because that's what I had to do yesterday.
Right.
And it's like nothing happened.
Yeah.
It's like nothing happened.
Well, that's the thing about this storm is, like, it literally varied from, like, spot to spot.
Yeah.
In this such close proximity of where it hit. And people are mad. People are mad about it because of the response. Now, there's a lot of different things that go into this, not just, you know, because part of me is like, it's really bad. Like, they need time. Give
them
a break.
Of course they need time.
But
you're mad. The human side of you is very angry.
I like to know things. And here's where I am 100% with Cuomo and Lamont. So Governor Cuomo, he said that the utilities, like outages and their failure to respond to customers proves they did not live up to their legal obligations, and they called the performance unacceptable. Yes. And Governor Lamont said this.
I want them to feel the sense of urgency that we felt when there's an outage. I want to make sure that we put every person we can on the table to make sure we're taking care of this. I don't want any excuses, and we're going to do some assessment. We'll have to figure things out over the next few days.
He says, get to work. Well, he says, get out there and let me see a truck with flashing lights on it and get in the air.
This is my problem with all of this, and this is why I stand firmly with the governors, because after Sandy,
I'm sure they're relieved that you're with them.
All these electricity companies came together, and they all said the same thing.
Yeah.
We got a plan that this will never happen again. And you know what? No one's telling me even an estimation of when I'll be restored.
Well, that's the thing.
You can't reach them.
And
there's no answers.
And if your internet's out or whatever, at my house, like, I couldn't even open news stories. It was absolutely atrocious. I couldn't go on and see when my network would be back. I couldn't see when the outage maps or whatever. But, you know, as I laid down to bed in the living room, because that's the one room that we had cooled off with the generator yesterday, at 10 o'clock, I saw a truck rolling down my street. And I couldn't help but get excited. And then there's my wife in the background. But they got to get the trees out first. The town's not even here for the trees yet. And I was like, just say a prayer.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Our phone line's still down, so you can text that number. If you demand
We're calling for an investigation, just so you know.
We're calling an investigation
on
why
our
phone lines are not working.
That's right.
I actually am. I have about 14 engineers on high alert right
Crazy
now.
Crazy emails going out.
If you demand your children and husband eat all the soupy ice cream in the freezer because you can't stand to see one more thing thrown out,
hey,
That's all I need to know about you.
It's a real thing, man, trying to track it down. First off, there's no ice anywhere because everybody's in the same situation and it's really, really hot. Mm-hmm. We went on an ice mission last night and just for some prepared food because we spent so much time putting the yard and the house back together and managing things. And I ran into a couple and this woman just unloaded on us. They seemed so overwhelmed. Like, I wanted to help them, couldn't help them. You know what I mean? Like, we were both running for ice at the same time.
So what does that have to do with my kids eating ice cream on the floor?
Well, you got to empty dinner. Their fridge, man. She said that they had just gone to the butcher like 3 days ago. She's like, I don't know. We're going to make beef jerky or something.
No, I know. It's the worst thing in the world because I was having this conversation with my mom last night about it because I was like, all right, what do you think that we can save? And I've been doing some research. And the truth of the matter is that like your condiments, like the ketchup and the mustard and all that stuff is actually probably okay. And even the butter that's already have the wrapper around it, that'll be okay. And even your fruit, you can probably save. The ice
cream? I would think
so,
right.
Yeah, so all that stuff is good. I was thinking I was dumping the whole fridge,
no,
you know?
No, chicken, stuff like that's got to go.
Yeah, it's all
your meat's got to go.
But it was funny because they came home and I was like, all right, guys, come in the kitchen. And they came and I took out every tub of ice cream and it was basically soup. And I handed all of them spoons. Now, you know I'm on a diet, right?
Right.
So I can't have it.
Yeah,
but
my
I just stood over them.
And made them eat it.
I was like, guys, I need you to eat this.
Yeah.
And my daughter Hayden, who I always measure out, like, you know, you can only have this much.
Right.
This is a serving. She's like, just eat the whole thing, Mommy. I'm like, just eat the whole thing.
Right.
You know? She's like, okay, yeah, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy circumstances right now.
Yeah.
If you are driving around like a disaster tourist, that's all I need to know about you. You know, one of the things that's so frustrating about this is obviously there's a lot of lines out there, but there is obviously a desperation, too, just like this woman at the grocery store or the guy going to the hardware store or the person that's trying to put together, you know, their generator or whatever it may be or track one down. And it's all magnified by the fact that everybody's doing 15 miles per hour on roads that, you know, the speed limit is 45. It's been a couple days. The trees are actually out of the way. So if you just want to ride around and look at the damage that other people had in their yards and whatnot, do it on your own time, not when everybody else is trying to get to the supplies they need.
Actually.
So frustrating.
Speaking of that, I actually saw a mayor post this, and it was really smart of her to do it. I thought is that if the light is out, the traffic light is out.
Yep.
It's a stop sign.
Right.
So you have
of
to
course
stop.
It is.
But I've noticed a lot of people, like if you're like on a main kind of road and you've got like you're on the main road, they're not stopping.
You
have to remember that that's actually real.
A driver's test. It's in there.
Yeah,
I remember that distinctly.
But I think a lot of people have forgotten.
Oh,
so that's a good reminder. It's definitely a good reminder.
Yeah. Be responsible. Don't drive like an idiot right now.
Right.
All right?
And if it's a light out, you got to stop and you got to do the whole right away kind of thing. All right. 1-800-330-9999. You can text, fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. I saw a post on Facebook and I stopped dead in my tracks last night. I was like, what?
What's that?
I didn't know you could do that. It's Anna and Raven. Somebody posted calculating how much the food in my refrigerator and freezers are worth to submit to insurance. And I was like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Say what?
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 You can do that? So I actually started doing some research to see if that's real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if I'm naive, but like it never even crossed my mind because I keep thinking, oh my gosh, all this food we're going to lose and like all the money. I can't believe I got to replace everything. And it turns out that your standard homeowner's policy will probably have some coverage for food loss due to a power outage.
Sure. I mean, it's like if your house burns down, you get money for your items, too,
yeah,
for your property and that type of stuff. So food is property. I mean, you paid for it.
Exactly. So it's usually about $500 or $1,000.
Yep.
And it, of course, it depends on your deductible. It depends on what kind of policy
whether
you have
or not it's feasible for
you.
Right, right. But, I mean, if you're coming over for a branch, you might as well ring it up, girlfriend.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, we have other damage that we have to put. We might as well tack this on because we have to put all that. But then I also read that some power companies pay for food if it's been spoiled, if it's their fault. So I'm like, wait a minute, is it PSEG or Eversource's fault?
I mean, it seems like we're mad enough already.
Right.
You figure the governors would be on TV going, make sure you get your food money.
Imagine I send the copies of my Costco receipts to the electric company instead of my payment
this
month.
That would be nice. If you've ever messed around with an adjuster, it might be easier to do that.
So if you do plan on submitting a food loss claim, what they're telling you to do is you have to make documentation of the food that was lost, pictures of the loss if possible, just a picture of my rotting fridge I think will be good.
Maggots.
Ugh. estimate of how much the food cost and any receipts for expensive items like steak or lobster.
Well, let's be honest. Food is expensive, yes. Especially now. The better you eat, the more you pay, too.
Oh, we were talking about it yesterday, but I just did a big Costco run this past weekend.
Mm-hmm, Friday.
Oh, my goodness. Like, I keep saying to my husband, I'm like, I don't, like, do we just, will you just cook it really well done? Like, I buy all the steaks in bulk, mm-hmm. all the chicken
You had
in
a
bulk.
Half a cow in there, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you brought home a cow's butt.
So, like, if you had to estimate, think in your mind, like, how much the actual food in your refrigerator right now costs.
Yeah.
How much do you think it would be? Like, I never even
It's
got to
be well over 500.
You think so?
Yeah, because we're now, Alicia, my wife, we're in the organics, you know, all that stuff, some of that stuff. We're trying to eat better. And that stuff is pricey, man. It gets up there. And then there's probably, I don't know, 30 pounds of chicken in there. There's a whole lot of steak. There's a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was thinking just in my head, that big old
It's two fridges, too. We have two fridges,
have two
and they're
fridges
full.
Too,
they're
right?
full of stuff.
All of them.
Plus, if I'm selling the water at a premium because the power's out, mm-hmm. I mean, that's even more.
I know. I was trying to guesstimate, and I was like, $785? Does that seem estimate? And I'm like, wait a minute. I just bought new mayonnaise. $788.
plus $3.42 for the mayonnaise. Right, right. Oh. It gets up there.
Right. And then my husband tried to tell me last night. He was like, listen, we got to drink all the beer in the beer fridge right now. And then we had an argument about whether the beer goes bad. I'm like, well, just put it back in the fridge when we get a new fridge.
Got a little bit sour, but I like his
right.
attitude.
He's like, no, we got to drink it right now.
And he was probably looking at you guys as everybody's eating the ice cream, and he's like, you know what? I've had enough ice cream.
Right.
I'm not in the mood for more ice cream, but I got 5 cases of Coors Light out there.
Right, and I'm going to take care of this right now.
I'm doing what I can for the family.
I think as a parent, one of the hardest things to do is to figure out how to punish your child, because when they do wrong, you want to be able to correct them, mm-hmm. but you love them so much, you also don't want to hurt them.
Yeah, you want to be effective, but right. You don't want to break their finger, says mm-hmm. Anna Zapp, I guess, mm-hmm. right?
It's Anna Raven.
Can you even say that out loud anymore?
No, you never. I would never in a million years. But a 14-year-old kid, he took his parents' car out for a joyride when they were out of town. Why did he do it?
I just wanted to drive, but I don't have, like, a license. I was like, I don't have anything to drive, so, like, I'm just going to, like, take it for, like, one spin.
Yeah, one spin.
One spin.
You're a liar. You're a liar, kid. If you took it for one spin, you're mm-hmm. going to take it for dozens of spins.
Here's what
Where'd
happened.
He get picked up?
He got in big trouble. The police, like, found him, and he was speeding
good.
Through the neighborhood.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and he got, obviously, in a lot of trouble with his parents. So what did his parents do as punishment?
We took all his stuff out. His room is 100% empty. And we're just giving all his stuff away.
Wow, they're giving it away.
They're giving his stuff away.
That's hard.
It's creative. And you know I like creative.
Well, I mean, it seems cruel, but we don't know the backstory. So it depends. You know, obviously, this seems like a pattern or behavior if they're saying that they've reached the end of their rope. I mean, if you made one mistake, even though that's a large one, and somebody definitely could have paid with their life.
Right.
To give away all their stuff seems a little bit much. But if you've got a problem kid who thinks that he's going to get away with thing after thing after thing, got to kind of try to draw that line in the sand, right?
The father said later on in the interview that him and his wife can do is pray that they're doing what's right and that they're trying to raise him the right way. And
sure.
they apologize to the neighbors. And does the son think that it's a fair punishment?
I think it's a fair punishment.
He thinks so.
Oh, so that kid is bad.
You know.
That kid knows he's bad.
He knows he's in trouble.
Well, I mean, when you're in the room and you know, they've made it basic. I mean, that's a solitary cell is what they're doing. If they took everything out of the room.
And just giving it away.
Does that mean the bed, too? Or is just his toys?
I don't think everything is all his stuff. I just live in an empty room.
Right.
What was the biggest punishment you had when you were a kid?
Well, they would send me to my room, of course, and they would say no TV or whatever it may be. But, you know, the truth is I had a TV and I could get under the blanket with the TV, and of course they would never know that, because when you're 12 you think that that's all that you need to shield yourself from the truth. Nobody can hear your television or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I liked to read. The hard part is that I had these big windows in my room and I could see into the neighborhood, and I lived like in a condo complex, so there was probably 30 of us hanging out every single day, running around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And to watch your friends out there having a good time running around, that was the worst.
You don't know what punishment is. Mm. You don't know
well,
what punishment
that and the
is.
Ladle.
Right. Well, it's a little bit different. One time I had really strict Italian parents, and they were never let me do anything.
Sure.
Like anything. I couldn't go. I was never allowed to sleep out.
Right.
It was my 16th birthday. Right. and I wanted to sleep at my best friend's house. And I said, I'm sleeping at Tina's house.
But you demanded it.
I demanded it.
Demands are not good with adults. They don't care for demands.
And my dad said, you're going to come home at 9:30.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I want to sleep at Tina's house. Like, why not? Right.
I'm 16 now. I could do what I want, Daddy.
9:30 goes by. I go, nope, I'm staying here at Tina's house.
Yep.
9:45. Nope. 10 o'clock, my dad shows up. He takes me home.
Yeah.
You know what he did?
What did he do?
He canceled my sweet 16 party. Dead up, canceled my sweet 16 party. Invitations already had been sent out. Like 100 people.
Was Tina like your cousin?
No. Nope.
Because that's the only places you were allowed to sleep.
I'm allowed to sleep at my cousin Angela's house because my cousin I could sleep at, but I couldn't sleep at friends' houses, only if they were family. Canceled my sweet 16. And you want to know what?
What?
I'd rather they had given away everything in my room than cancel my sweet 16. But you want to know what, too? I grew up right. Kind of. Maybe.
I mean, you can't judge that for yourself. Don't you know how these things work? Huh. Society has to judge whether or not you've grown up right. You don't get to pick your own nickname either.
Well,
that's
okay.
The way that works.
Better than being sent to your room, rookie.
Hey, you know, funny. We ended up in the same place.
I know, it's true. It's a social test that we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to conduct our own experiment to see if Facebook, Instagram, and if our devices are actually listening to us.
I find this actually very interesting because everybody at this point has a theory, right? Everybody is either subscribed to the fact that, yes, everybody is listening, all devices, or nobody's paying attention and it's all just random coincidence.
It's Anna and Raven. You've probably noticed that all of a sudden you're having a conversation about something, mm-hmm. and then you log on to your social media and you see all these ads popping up and you're like, is that a coincidence or is it actually listening? So what Raven and I have decided is we have four slips of paper right now. Each slip of paper has something different.
Something, a random topic.
Yep. A different something that we would buy. And we're going to pick one. And then for 60 seconds, right next to our open laptops and right up next to our iPhones, we're going to just talk about what that is as if we were looking to buy it.
Right.
And we're going to see how long, if ever, do our devices start really giving us those ads.
I love drawings. I love lotteries. So please pick one.
Do you want me to pick it?
Yeah, you just pick it. Right. Go ahead. Throw them up in the air. And just
All right.
Grab one.
Okay.
You're going to have to pick that up.
Camping. Raven, I think I'm going to go camping this weekend.
I think it's a great idea. You know that I really enjoy glamping, actually. I like to really ramp up my camping. So make sure that you've got a big tent, Maybe a generator. I do like generators when I go camping there.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you want to get like an inflatable mattress or sleeping bags at least. Are you going to make s'mores?
Oh, if I make s'mores when I go camping, then I think I'd probably need those sticks and some marshmallows and chocolate. Mm-hmm. What else do you need when you go camping?
Well, you're going to go tent camping, right? Or is it going to be RV camping? You're going to go tent camping?
Well, if I had an RV, then maybe I would go RV camping.
Maybe.
But you never know because I might not be able to afford an RV and then I would just need a tent.
Right. So camping is good when you have a tent and somewhere to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Where can I go camping in my area? I don't know. First, I'll need the tent. And how about a new cooler for camping?
Oh, right, because you need somewhere to put everything.
Going to need it.
Maybe a fishing rod?
Totally.
I need a fishing rod when I go camping so I can buy something.
This feels like a wilderness experience, this camping trip that you're going to be taking. Maybe a canoe.
Where do you go to buy tents and canoes and fishing rods camping gear?
Wow.
Where do you go do that?
I don't know where you do that, you know? I think that it would be great if somebody would just provide that information for us as to where to go ahead and go camping.
All right.
That would be great.
I think that's good, right?
That feels like 60 seconds.
Yeah.
That feels like enough.
All right, so we will
come
back.
I love camping.
We are monitoring. Camping! I wish I knew how to camp. How do you camp?
Right.
We're going to go on our social media, and we're going to see if this actually happens, and we will report back. It's coming up with Anna and Raven. I think all we've really managed to do this morning is confuse everyone.
I was going
to
say.
Yeah. It's Anna and Raven. So about 8 minutes ago, we decided that we were going to conduct a social experiment. Now, you always hear that your devices are listening to you, your computers, your phones. And we wanted to see that if we generated a random thing that we were looking to buy and we talked about it for 60 seconds, how long would it take for Facebook, Instagram, our Google searches for those ads to start targeting what we were talking about?
I wouldn't even call it a social experiment. I'd call it scientific.
Okay.
I mean, this is something that people talk about all the time. You have to give permission to your devices to actually listen to you. On my television, it's a very clear-cut thing. And I'll tell you, the ads are 100% targeted for me and my needs. No question about it.
So we picked randomly camping. So Raven and I, for 60 seconds, just talked about camping.
As if we were morons.
Right.
Yeah, so if you were tuning even in the middle of that, we're not morons. We understand that camping just means that you go outside, and we know where to get the things, but we wanted to talk about it to see if Facebook would react.
The funny part is that we've gotten a couple Facebook messages and text messages from listeners all telling us where to go buy camping stuff, as if they just thought we didn't know.
You know, there's this place called Dick's, REI, or any of those places, And we appreciate you wanting to be helpful. So what have you seen so far on your ads?
So I'm looking. I'm trying to see if I have any camping ads.
Yeah.
And I don't. I don't have any camping ads yet, but I have the usual stuff, all weight loss, exercise.
Good.
Let's see, laser hair removal. Okay.
Maybe it takes a little bit longer. Maybe it takes a couple days. It can't take that because then it wouldn't be
long.
Then if it took days, that wouldn't actually work.
What do you
right
have?
Right now on the side of mine, I have, of course, in my phone, Bed Bath Beyond, because I'm always there looking for 20%. It's actually never actually a true thing. And on my Facebook, there is a leather satchel on the right-hand side here from James Leather.
Have you been looking for leather satchels?
I can't say that I have. It's not even like a one for your laptop or whatever. It looks like Indiana Jones, like an actual satchel if I was going across a desert on a camel. And then there's also a mask that has like a skull face on it, which, you know me. Do I have skull anything? I don't have a single skull anything.
But the truth of the matter is that we talk so much about masks and what kind of mask we're going to wear.
I suppose.
And when did you last wash your mask and all that. So that's probably picking up on that. I just find it alarming how much my ads are targeted towards me trying to lose weight. I have every diet that's ever existed that's scrolling here. Trifecta, 310 Nutrition, Noom, which I actually signed up for. I'm on right now. So there's, I guess. But you know, I don't know what? In the last, 8-10 minutes? It's definitely no camping. Now, the bigger question is going to be...
Mine updated. I got an update.
Do you have any camping?
No, it's environmentally friendly trash collection.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess we'll see tomorrow.
I guess that's what Facebook thinks of the show.
Right. They called it garbage. That's what they did.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not pregnant.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the workday.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff.
You can always email my 11-year-old daughter, Hayden, at annaandraven.com, and you can ask her anything. She always has something to say, even though she has real no qualifications to give advice.
Hey, qualifications, they're small. A mouth, an opinion, those are big.
And she's always got something to say. Hayden, this email came in just a couple minutes ago, and it made me giggle because this is our life right now. It says, "Hi, Hayden. I'm without electricity, and I don't know what to do with myself. Any suggestions? My mom says she has no idea when it'll be back. I'm borrowing her phone right now to send this email." Oh, boy. Can we sympathize with that, huh?
Well, we can. We don't have a generator at our house, so right now we're at Nonna's house.
Yeah, Nonna is my mom, so we're at Grandma's house. And that noise in the background, that's the generator.
Yep.
So what do you do if you don't have a generator, you don't have power, just like at our house?
Well, you can get flashlights and your phone light.
Okay, that's it for light, but what about to keep yourself entertained?
You could make slime in the dark. You could paint Barbies. You could...
Wait, what is painting Barbies, and why have you been doing it in the last 24 hours while there's been no electricity?
I had a sudden urge to paint a Barbie yesterday, and I decided I would do it.
But what are you doing?
Chopping off their hair and taking a paintbrush and painting a bathing suit on them.
All right. What else can you do besides painting Barbies and making slime in the dark?
You could play Connect Four. You could play board games with your family.
Okay, that's a good idea, because even throughout the whole pandemic, we've been playing a lot of board games, so just kind of back to the board games, right?
Yeah. I already taught Dakota how to play Connect Four with me.
Yeah, but Dakota is not even 2 years old yet, so I think you're taking advantage of her, your sister, and... you're just letting yourself win.
No, I'm teaching her how to play the game very well. It's just a bonus that I win every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good for confidence.
Yeah.
It's good confidence building. Yeah. I used to do the same thing with my sister. I would cut the hair off my sister's Barbies when we were young. Mm-hmm. The painting on, that sounds like an Ozfest concert or some sort of like rock festival or something
it's
like
really
that.
It's really strange. Like, she keeps painting bathing suits on all her Barbies.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I should be upset about it. Yeah.
They're hers. She's at that age, too.
I know, but now her little sister. So my older daughter is 11, and then my toddler is 20 months old. Mm-hmm. So, like, Dakota has started to like playing with the Barbies, and she's just destroying them.
Right.
I'm like, let her play with them. She's like, nope, these are mine. I'm going to cut off all the hair and paint bathing suits on them. I'm like, why? Why? You know?
That's just what she's feeling.
I guess.
If you need advice, email me, Hayden at annaandraven.com. That's Hayden at annaandraven.com. See you next week. Bye.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Lynn.
Yes.
Okay, Lynn, we randomly picked your number from text messages because our phone lines are down. So all morning long, you had the chance to text Can't Beat Raven to 1-800-330-9999. We've randomly selected your number. Are you ready to challenge Raven in pop culture trivia?
Yes.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, good luck. Please leave the room.
Good luck to you, Lynn.
All right, Lynn, we got $2,200 on the line. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll bring them back in. I'll ask them the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. If you could beat him, $2,200 is yours. You got ready? Let's go.
Let's go.
Number one, twins, Brie and Nicabella, both gave birth only one day apart. What's the name of their hit reality show on E that was a spinoff of Total Divas?
Total Bellas.
Number two, Sean Penn announced that he married Australian actress Layla George during the pandemic in a secret ceremony. Who was Sean Penn's first wife?
Madonna.
Number three, The Rockettes' Christmas Spectacular is canceled this year for the first time in 87 years. At what venue is the Christmas Spectacular held?
Radio City Music Hall.
Number four. Disney's live-action Mulan will be released directly to streaming with a $29.99 viewing fee. Disney enlisted the help of what Chinese action star to be the Chinese dubbed voice of Captain Li Shang in the original?
Oh, boy.
Time's up. Number five, Joanna Gaines has released her second children's book titled The World Needs Who You Were Made to Be. What was the name of the HGTV show she starred in with her husband?
Fixer Up.
Okay, Lynn.
Oh, those are tough.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. Hold on, wait, Raven.
Yo.
All right, okay. Number four, Lynn got 3 out of 5.
That's all right. Let's see how I do.
Number four, I don't think you got in time. I'm not sure if you even said the right thing. Oh, it's a tough one. Number one. Twins Brie and Nicabella both gave birth only one day apart.
Hmm.
What's the name of their hit reality show on E that was a spinoff of Total Divas?
Total Bellas.
Total Alicia Bellas, watches correct. It.
Yeah.
Number two, Sean Penn.
How do you time out the pregnancies, though, the deliveries, day after day?
Yeah, that is crazy.
It is a little weird.
It's insane.
Must have been a heck of a double date, I guess.
Number two, Sean Penn announced that he married Australian-American actress Layla George during the pandemic in a secret ceremony.
Hmm.
Who was Sean Penn's first wife?
First wife is Madonna.
Madonna is correct.
Second wife, Robin Wright Penn.
That's right. Number three, The Rockettes' Christmas Spectacular is canceled this year for the first time in 87 years.
It's crazy.
At what venue is the Christmas Spectacular held?
Radio City Music Hall, of course. Come on.
You guys are tied at three. Number four, Disney's live-action Mulan will be released directly to streaming with a $29.99 viewing fee.
Heard that.
Disney enlisted the help of what Chinese action star to be the Chinese dub voice of Captain Li Shang in the original?
Oh, Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan is correct.
Wow, that was a guess.
That was definitely a guess.
Wow.
All right, number five. Joanna Gaines has released her second children's book titled The World Needs Who You Were Made to Be.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the HGTV show she starred in with her husband?
It feels so far off now. Well,
time
the place is Magnolia.
It's Fixer Upper.
Fixer Upper.
Fixer Upper. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Lynn. Raven beat you, 4-3 this morning.
Mm.
That does get you your own Anna on Raven t-shirt.
I can't be Raven. We just can't.
We have another shot for you to win coming up tomorrow morning with the jackpot at $2,300. I'll give you the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. That's coming up today at noon and 5:30.
Better luck next time.